Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Today, the 10th of January, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Liam's at the helm.
Good morning.
Made it in through the rain, did you?
I did. Well, I was telling Sue about how crazy it was getting here, but I made it.
It's crazy out there in the rain.
I texted you. I said, Carl, I'm going to be 5 to 10 minutes late.
I saw that, but
I was only 4 minutes late.
You were only 4 minutes late. Yeah, I know. I had, on the fifth minute, I start docking pay. what's the weather look like?
Yeah. Well, unsurprisingly, it's raining. So we're gonna be in the lows, the mid to low 40s, most nights throughout the rest of the week, and then we're gonna be in the high 40s, low 50s, and it's just rain. We do have a flood watch continuing through Wednesday, but it's gonna continue raining after Wednesday. So, rain.
New precipitation amounts on Wednesday indicate between a half and three quarters of an inch, and I saw that from like Sunday to Saturday, it's supposed to be like 5 inches of rain.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then yesterday, sun came out, lulled us into thinking maybe this was over.
Mm-mm.
And then last night, I saw the moon last night for the first time in, 3 weeks.
It was a full moon, I want to say, Saturday night. So just missed it.
Yep. Okay, hey, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. All the propane comes out of the same tanks, my friends. And so now it comes customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane has just outstanding customer service. They have discounts for seniors, for veterans. They have all types of plans there. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Turtle Bay with Anna Pownell. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, you
Pownell.
Did. Yeah.
And Melissa. I don't know Melissa's last name, though.
It's Maney.
Melissa Maney. Did anybody ever say Melissa Maney because you were, like, being mean to them?
I'm never mean.
Okay. That's what I thought. You work at Turtle Bay. You're brightness and sunshine. Okay, now, my first question has to be Garden of Lights.
Yeah.
It was spectacular this year, and you're going to have a tough time next year.
Oh, we're excited to top it off next year. It's going to be amazing next year. But, yes, this year finished strong. We had a super great year. You know, rain or shine, you know, we made it all the way through. So it was really, really awesome.
Well, I was telling you, I think we told our listeners that we, you know, our wedding anniversary is January 1st. So on January 1st, we wandered across the Sundial Bridge and we, you know, took a video of the bridge and then the Garden of Lights from afar. And then I have a picture of Linda pointing at the sign that says close New Year's Day. So, not your fault. That sign's been up there forever. We advertised it. We tell people, no, it's closed on these days, but yep, sure enough. So, it's not too bad if you scale the fence.
There you go.
Still the lights are still going on. You just can't get the, you know, the rummy, or the hot chocolate with rum in it or whatever it was.
Right.
You can still walk through. The lights are on. Music wasn't going. It's a little lonely. Okay. Can I ask you how many people rolled through there? Get right in front there.
Totally. We had a total of, it was over 80,000, so very close to what we ended up with last year. So super great. And, so many amazing comments from so many people about how they love this year. And, you know, we couldn't have done any of it without, you know, our sponsor, you know, Dignity Health, Mercy Medical Center. They have been, you know, helping us for quite a few years now, and we are tremendously grateful.
Well, so, considering the rain, the constant, I mean, well, it started.
The downpour. Yeah.
The downpour. I mean, it was going in off and on since the day you opened.
Right.
And inconsistently on the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which kind of slows things down.
Yeah. But we totally made it through.
Yeah. But when you get 80,000 people. Now, what were your statistics as far as locals versus visitors?
Yeah, you know, we had a really good amount of members come, Turtle Bay members, as well as a ton of new people. You know, one of the really exciting things is a lot more people are starting to hear about the Garden of Lights, which is super exciting. So all the way down in Chico and Sacramento, and so we've had visitors come from really all over Southern Oregon. So a lot of really fun new guests from out of Shasta County and Redding. So that's really exciting.
Okay. So what's the takeaway this year from Garden of Lights?
The takeaway is it was an amazing year with rain sprinkled in here and there, and we are excited to go into next year. So,
okay. Yeah. Hey, Melissa.
Yes.
What's your mission over there at Turtle Bay?
I'm the education coordinator, so I help oversee our educational programs for schools. So I do a lot of the field trip booking for school tours. Mm-hmm. I also help with the discovery camps over there, and then assist where needed for our regular educational programming.
Okay. So what kind of like school programs do you have?
We have a really big variety. So we do like, we have what we call independent exploration, which is just our admission into Turtle Bay for a field trip or a school. So that's like you get access into Turtle Bay. And then we have special programs. We have what we call exploration classes. So those are specific hour-long classes that meet different standards depending on the teacher's need. For example, like one's called Wintu Ways, and it's really popular. It's all about the Wintu and the resources that they used hundreds of years ago to live, and really matches up with curriculum for the teachers of the area, especially like around third, fourth grade, because they're learning about local native groups, and they come to get a little bit extra and utilize the things in the museum that we have, artifacts and whatnot. We also have animal programs, too, that are only offered during a certain time of the year with our animal care staff. So they do an animal program for about an hour where they bring out our animals and have a theme of some kind, like camouflage or I'm trying to think of another one, forest animals.
Mm-hmm.
Really popular. Those ones fill up very fast. And if you're a teacher and you want a book with Turtle Bay, you definitely, as soon as you think about what date you might want or what program you might want, definitely want to contact us because there is limited availability per day for some of these things.
Okay. So about how many students come through?
We see.
I don't know if you've been there long enough, but.
Yeah, I'm a little new in this position, but I would say we see around 5,000 to 7,000 a year.
Okay.
Well, on average.
Number. That's a great number. Come through there and see the museum and see all that. Now, does the school pay like a set price and then they can bring in their students, or do you charge per kid?
It is per child, but they get a really reduced rate.
Yeah.
So base price of $5 per student, and then we add on like a dollar or two, depending on the program that they pick, if they mm-hmm. choose an extra program to do.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm here with Turtle Bay. We're talking about, of course, the Garden of Lights. And Melissa Maney is the education supervisor over there in charge of education. 5,000 to 7,000 children come through Turtle Bay every year through going through these different programs, from learning about indigenous Native Americans that were around here to just being able to go through and see all the displays and the animals and all that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been around about 15 years, but it's a community bank. It's got a local board of directors, local people running it. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town. And one, the newest branch right down in Anderson. We've been doing business with Cornerstone Community Bank for several years. We're very, very pleased by the service they give us. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Crab season is officially open. One Safe Place is proud to bring you the 36th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th, at the Chef's Visitor Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun, while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Better act fast, because this event sells out every year. Sponsored in part by KRCR, Tri-County's Bank, and this station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. And 7:19 in the morning here on the 10th of January. And let me see, are we supposed to have rain in our forecast?
I think so.
Okay. God, God snuck in a half a day of sunshine yesterday. I ran out there and put on my SPF 50 and laid out on the chaise lounge, and then the next storm came through and washed it off. So I'm here with Turtle Bay, and I'm with Anna Pinnell and Melissa Maney. And we were talking about the Garden of Lights, another big successful year, and with Melissa, who is the education specialist over there, and found out that we have 5,000 to 7,000 local children, you know, kind of cycle through Turtle Bay through the different programs. But you've got some other programs you wanted to talk about.
Yeah. So one of our weekly programs actually is called Little Explorers. And it happens every Thursday from 10 to 12 a.m. And every month is a different theme. It's for 2 to 5-year-olds. It's a really, really fun program. A lot of local members come to it and bring their little ones. And this month's theme is amazing animals. So extra fun. We're going to have all kinds of hands-on play-based learning activities happening, and they'll all be animal-themed. Might even be a special guest star of an animal during that little explorer time. And February is coming up pretty quick.
Like Rin Tin Tin or Lassie?
a little more local.
A little more local. Okay. Not an international star like the Black Stallion. Okay.
February is coming up, too, and that theme is going to be an artist. So those will be artist or art-themed activities. But it's really a developmentally appropriate, fun way for parents, caregivers, any adults in a small child's life to experience that play-based learning alongside them and get to enjoy Turtle Bay at the same time. So... really okay. Good program. It's been around for a while, and it's gotten very popular. It kind of had to go away for a little bit or be changed a little bit during 2020 and the pandemic, but it's back, and it's been back for a little while, and we're looking to get more people to come to that and build it back up again.
Okay. And what's that called again?
Little Explorers.
Little Explorers.
Thursday, 10 a.m.
Did they get, like, little hats? Little explorer hat.
That would be really little fun.
Pith, that would be very cute.
Little pith helmet.
You know, right now they're probably coming with their tiny rain boots right now.
Tiny little rain boots.
Their little ponchos.
And their little ponchos.
Yeah.
That's what you ought to do, is give out little explorer ponchos.
That'd be the best.
Yeah. You know, make them out of, I don't know, cardboard.
Cardboard.
Okay. Our other programs.
We have a Discovery Camp coming up. So Discovery Camp is our camp program that we do while school is out for kids ages 7 to 12. And they can come hang out with us at Turtle Bay, get some themed activity learning, and see Turtle Bay while they're there. Our next one coming up is February 20th through the 24th, so that's like President's Week off of school. And it is something you have to pre-register for. There's only 16 slots. So if a parent is interested in signing their child up for that camp, just go to our website.
They should go do it.
Yes, they should go do it soon.
Okay, what are those dates again?
February 20th through 24th. So that's the Monday through Friday that school is out.
When do the kids get off that week?
I know, it didn't happen when I was a kid.
What?
That started my senior year. Which was disappointing because I wasn't even in school because it was COVID. I was like, this sucks. Like, I've been out of school for like a year and a half.
The theme for that week, too, is engineering the world.
Okay.
So it's all about being an engineer and what that entails. So, like, hands-on activities throughout the week where we'll really be, like, developing those problem-solving, design thinking-themed skills with kids. Really important, I feel like, for kids to learn as they're developing.
How about engineering skills like filling up the dishwasher and how to put clothes into the washing machine?
The daily chores.
How about something like that so then they know how to run it?
Well,
that's an engineering format.
They'll definitely be cleaning up the Legos and the Kiva planks that they play with.
That kind of teaches cleaning.
There's a little bit of that.
Okay. You know, Anna, the big Turtle Bay auction isn't until March. So
right.
We have plenty of time to talk about that.
Plenty of time.
But chocolates after After Dark. When's that roll? Is that rolling, did you say February?
That was a fundraising program we used to do in February.
Oh, okay. And that, so that may or may not happen.
I don't believe we're doing that this
okay.
year.
All right. Too bad. Because I remember you could go there and get all types of neat things. All right. So what else should people be looking for? Anna?
Well, really quickly, I do want to mention membership at Turtle Bay because why not? So for Little Explorers, actually, if you are a Turtle Bay member, it is free admission for Little Explorers, and it's every Thursday, 10 to 11, so that's really exciting. So if you are not a member, this is your plug. Go get a membership at Turtle Bay
as well. Still $90.
Yeah, and you get actually discounts as well on Discovery Camps. Isn't that right, Melissa? Don't you get a discount on the price?
Yes, so there's a member price and there's a non-member price to register for camp. The one coming up in February, it's $200 for members and $225 for non-members.
I know at the Garden of Lights that you got $5 off a ticket if you were a
yes,
member.
You did.
And if you were a veteran, you got another discount.
It was the best.
It was cool. Yeah. It was cool. Okay. Gosh. Is it like the stables, you know, where you keep horses? Is it kind of dreary with all the rain? Or are you all just fired up over there and the animals
oh,
are
we're
running
fired up, Carol.
They're running around in circles out there. They're just waiting to get out. You two look like you're fired up right here.
Oh, so fired up. No, it's beautiful. You get to watch the rain. You can hear it hit the top of the building, the roof. It's amazing.
I know. You know, it's kind of it's this continuous rain, but then you have to look at what it's doing for Mount Shasta and what it's going to do for our agriculture around here. And
absolutely.
We might actually have the acid ditch filled this year. Who
That'd
knows?
Be great.
That
would be
Wouldn't
big.
That be great? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Turtle Bay, if you join Turtle Bay, it's $90, and that's for a family of two adults and four kids. They don't even have to be your kids when they come to the to Turtle Bay, so you can bring, you know, your kids and a friend, grandkids, whatever. But until age 18, right?
Right.
And then they have to, you know, fend for themselves, as they should. So it's a super super deal because, like we said, even you know, like things like the Little Explorer Camp and all these, they get you know, breaks on how much things cost. The Garden of Lights, you know, to you get a, you know, a break on that. And the Marines are calling in right now.
No. Well, kind of. Randall called in. He wanted you to touch on
the Marine exhibit that starts when?
So the Marine exhibit is starting here.
Now, when we say Marine exhibit, this is art from Marine combat veterans. This is a national touring a collection of art. That, and this really scores big for Turtle Bay that you all got this here.
Absolutely.
So, and that starts.
Yeah, so it's starting in January 21st, and it runs all the way through April 30th. And we are really excited. We're very fortunate to have them come share their collection. It's called the Honor, Courage, Commitment Marine Corps Art, ranging from pieces from 1975 all the way to 2018. And so it's so many diverse pieces. It's really beautiful. And we have some amazing, you know, it's sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation, right? And these pieces are coming from a 9,000 work or of different pieces, right? So it's coming from a huge collection of art from the National Marine Corps Museum.
Back in Quantico, Virginia?
Yeah.
And when does that start?
So January 21st.
Okay, January 21st, we're going to have one of the members of the of that entourage that's going to be on our show before that. And this is a, like Anna said, a traveling collection.
It is. Yep.
It's not costing Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
That the Marine Corps pays to, you know, to do this from, like I said, veterans who have become artists or for a variety of reasons.
Absolutely,
some,
yeah.
Some is a way of helping with PTSD. Some are just really, really great artists.
Absolutely.
That have come through.
Yeah, so we're really excited. We're going to have Charlie Groh. He's going to be one of the artists. He's going to will be there on the opening night, I believe, for one of our special events that Development is putting on. So that'll be fun to – we'll be able to share more about that later. But we're really excited to have this, you know, exhibition. It's going to be really, really great, and I think it's going to be very moving to a lot of people. And it's for all ages, you know, and veterans. We are doing a $2 discount, admission discount for veterans as well.
Unless you're a member.
Unless you're a member, and then it's free. So it's free admission if you are a member of Turtle Bay. And, yeah, it's really awesome. We have a lot of really cool pieces coming in. I've gotten to get a little sneak peek. So.
Yeah. Okay. And that's going to start January the?
21st.
And we'll talk about that more as time goes on. Hey, thanks a lot for joining us today. And Anna and Melissa.
Thank you so much.
Final thoughts here?
It's great to be here, as always.
Oh. Yeah, in the inside where it's dry.
Well, we can fix that. But, we can do a remote. We can do a remote and just stand outside. And we've done that before. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Next time.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and a great place to go to. A super, super selection of jewelry at very fair prices, locally owned, locally run. Rebecca and Henry are great people. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Start your year off right by coming down to Wind River Resort and Casino and playing in the $85,000 Trucks and Bucks Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free entries, and other instant prizes. Weekly drawings every Saturday starting at 7 p.m. Five winners every half hour win free slot play. Join us for the final drawing on February 25th, where one winner will receive a brand new Chevy Silverado. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, sending out congratulations to Seth Overton. He was the winner of our Black Bear Diner contest. He picked up a $150 gift certificate from Black Bear Diner. And we would like to thank all of those who participated in the Black Bear Diner contest on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane. At Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:36 in the morning here on the 10th of January, 2023. Yeah, I mentioned that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash. I know you're saying it's raining, but it's going to stop raining sometime. When it stops, your car's going to look like a mess, right? So what do? Yeah, run on over to, or in this case, drive on over to Quick and Clean Car Wash in the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It's next to Dutch Bros there. They have got a special process of cleaning your car or truck. You sit in it and you drive through. It comes out sparkling clean, and a very friendly person on the other end wipes it off with a clean towel, smiling at you. And the it's just a great experience, and your car and truck comes out extra clean. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only a Quick and Clean Car Wash is where I go. This morning, Liam, I woke up, and we leave the windows open at night. You know, not a lot.
Yeah.
So I went over there, and when I pushed down on the, you know, the bottom sash, it separated.
Oh, no.
These windows could be 50 years old.
Yeah.
They're wooden. It just separated. So now I've got it separated. So Linda's mission this morning is to find somebody that can come over and replace that lower window pane because it broke too. So that was my wake-up call.
Because you have, like, dry rot or something?
No, it was...
The water?
No, you know, I think it was just old. It may have had a crack in the window, for all I know, but when I pulled it down, it just separated. And, you know, it's... So we could just put a piece of cardboard or a piece of wood in there and look like, you know, our Appalachian friends. But, no, we're going to get it replaced. So if anybody knows...
A window fixer.
Do you remember... You weren't around here. Do you remember Fountain Wind Project? The wind farm, like last year?
No.
You probably weren't paying attention. It was controversial. Mm-hmm. This company called ConnectGen, under the name Fountain Wind LLC, they wanted to put a 48 or more turbine wind farm up in Round Mountain in that area.
Okay.
In the Round Mountain, Montgomery Creek area. Well, the Shasta County Planning Board shot it down unanimously, and then the Board of Supervisors voted against it 4-1. And so you think it's, you know, I didn't think it was dead.
Yeah.
But I thought they'd maybe come back and find different ways, shorter ones, and because the daggone turbines are as tall as the Lake Shasta Dam.
Oh, yeah.
That's how big they are. last year, the state of California passed a law that allows the state to override the local objections. So the California Energy Commission last week notified Shasta County that ConnectGen applied to the state for a 205-megawatt, 48-turbine wind farm under the opt-in provision established under Assembly Bill 205, Paul Hellman said, County Resource Management. The project is proposed for the same site south of Highway 299 in the Round Mountain Montgomery Creek area that everybody voted against. Now, the state, here's where it comes in. The state could overrule the county and approve the project under AB 205, which was signed on June 30th of this year, of last year. The law authorizes the CEC to establish a new certification program for eligible non-fossil fuel power plants, 50 megawatts or more, and related facilities. Before that, it was just for thermal power plants. And this is the first project to take advantage of that new opt-in provision for non-fossil fuel facilities. Henry Waltag, who's been on our show a couple of times, thinks that this is going to be a tremendous opportunity to generate local jobs and increase the tax base. Tremendous benefit for the county. Henry lives in Texas. We're excited to go back to work with all our local partners and businesses. So I'm sure they'll advertise. There were as many who supported the project than opposed it. But that didn't get picked up in the dialogue. Well, none of them showed up at the meetings. Come on. A few of them did. So the battle is back on. Originally it was 72 turbines, but reduced it to 48. Now, see, here's the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
When the Native Americans showed up,
yeah,
and the tribe showed up, and there were more than one, there's some sacred land to them up there, and they explain why. And during the extermination period in California, when they were pushed during the winter, that was where they kind of settled. They settled there for a while to kind of regroup.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, this is pretty much a sacred place to us. And they've been, the land's privately owned.
Yeah.
So they either bought it or leased it for a long period of time. They're going to decrease the height of the turbines by 10% from 679 feet.
Oh, wow.
To 610 feet. There are all types of things. Fire problem, the whole thing. But I just don't have a good feeling about this one. I mean, if we need the, obviously we need the, renewable energy.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a battle. What say you, Nick?
Well, I was going to talk about something else, but I don't want to interrupt your conversation. This is pretty good. I think that we need to get away from this green push and this renewable energy and start developing our natural gas resources, because it's a lot less polluting, especially when you factor in how much carbon and fuel is used to develop these damn turbines and stuff. So it's a classical example of the government telling us what we're going to do instead of representing us in our wishes.
In our backyard. Yeah. On the other hand, but because they are pushing like this, and now the CEC, as we've said, can overrule. But what else did you have to talk about, Nick?
Well, I wanted to bring to your attention that, I've watched politics for quite a while, and I remember how detrimental the Jimmy Carter era was to our country. And
if you're old enough out there, you realize how bad it was. 20-something percent interest rates. You don't know how many men, good men and women, he drove out of the military.
He froze
all salary increases.
Gas went up so high.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Well, so.
And then you had had Ronald Reagan, and he somewhat straightened it out, but he had a few liabilities also. And then we went to Daddy Bush, and we went over to Iraq, or Kuwait. You know, I heard a different reason why we went into Kuwait. It seems that Kuwait had built a bunch of oil wells right on the Iraqi-Kuwait border and were horizontally drilling into Iraq's oil, and that's what the war was about. But moving on from that, we had Bill Clinton, and we got Clinton, and he gave away the missile technology by letting Texas Instruments export technology over to Iran, so they got the intercontinental missiles. They've got them now. They've got the technology for them.
We're running out of time here,
Nick. Then we went to Daddy, or Little Bush, and he turned NASA. He started out with NSA and militarizing our alphabet against us. Then we went to Barack Obama, and we've had nothing but problems, and militarized all of our FBI and everybody against us to the extremes. Then we went to Donald Trump, and let's jump past Trump to where we're at now. You see gas going up. You see interest going up. You see inflation go up. And now let's go back to Donald Trump. There was no inflation. Employment was the best it had been for 50 years, especially with minorities. The borders were closed. And you had peace accords signed in the Middle East that none of them could ever get them to even to the bargaining table, hardly. And I hear you say on the radio that you wouldn't vote for Trump.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No,
Carl.
What I said was
you're not going to vote for Trump
in the primaries. But if Trump is the banner waver, of course I would support him. He did a lot of good things. But he is also the one that can, the unifying process he can unify so many different, silos of groups together. If he was the banner leader of the Republican Party, of course I'd support him, but I'm not going to support him in the primaries. I'm not sure who I would yet right now.
Is there somebody you like better?
Well, I think Ron DeSantis is just as conservative and not as polarizer. I think Kristi Noem out of South Dakota. I thoroughly think somebody that comes from the heartland like that with the ideas she has should be somebody that we look at. I think there's a number.
May I interrupt?
Sure.
Okay, so I like those people too, but they don't have the accomplishments Trump has in office. Look at the accomplishments he created for this country. Those people, they're good conservatives, and if they're the candidate, I'll vote for him. But Trump has accomplishments that you can go back on.
No, I understand that, Nick.
Those people, you're gambling that they're going to have accomplishments.
Hey, Nick, I understand what you're saying. I think that we have people out there that can do it. However, if Mr. Trump, President Trump, is the one that wins the primary, I'm in 100%, especially if it's Joe Biden he's running against.
Okay, I hope you make that clear.
Okay, I just did.
Okay, well, thanks.
I would never vote for Joe Biden again, and I think there's a majority of people in this country that would not vote for him again, that voted for him the first time because they hated Trump.
Well, are you just saying you wouldn't vote for Biden? Tell me the Democrats you would vote for, Carl. Are we done?
Well, no, I'm trying to think. believe it or not, James Webb, who was a Democrat.
Did they name that new telescope after him?
You know what? I don't know if they did or not, because I've wondered about that. But this guy is a former Marine, a Navy Cross recipient, a conservative Democrat, and he's just back. But he never had a chance because he was running against Hillary and Bernie.
You know, there's a very wise guy that's on the radio. What was his name? Oh, Doug Jenke. There's no such thing as a conservative Democrat, Carl.
Goodbye.
Or a moderate
Democrat. Goodbye, Nick. We're over. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Inspire Radio, here in the studios of KCNO 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's repairing, trying to get the window repaired that I broke this morning. She says, other husbands don't leave their wives with a broken window. Well, fine.
I'm not other husbands.
You want to go in? Or do you want to, or, you know, our division of labor here. So, yeah. So she'll get this done. A couple things. Damar Hamlin, the young man who suffered that cardiac arrest on the football field, went home yesterday.
That's good.
They think his chances of recovery are really good. I talked to my daughter last night, who's a nurse, and she said when he dropped on the ground, they were watching the game, she said he's having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And the people that ran out there, mm-hmm. That trainer who immediately recognized it and started CPR,
yeah.
Took 9 minutes. They were doing CPR on him. And the reason why, she said, they could not get his heart back into rhythm, and they had to shock him several times.
Wow.
Also, and she said there could be heart damage because of that. But the fact that they started so
right
soon
away.
Really, really helped. And then she said there can be some lung damage, too. And
it makes sense.
Yeah. So, but those gents and gentettes, the men and women that were out there working on him, saved his life, and he came home, like I said, released yesterday, and he may not play football again.
Yeah.
But this, she also said, Dr. Khan said, that this happens to young men.
Yeah.
And it can be a baseball that hits them mm-hmm. at that right time and that right spot. It can be a football injury like that. It can be a number of different things that can cause this cardiac arrest. So, anyway.
Well, so my dad has had, when he was in high school, he did wrestling. And he was wrestling, and they picked him up and, like, threw him or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And his heart started beating, like, 180 beats per minute. And he had, I mean, just because the heart's picky, he had an extra, like, nerve near his heart that short-circuited it.
Wow.
And it was just, boom, boom.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when the heart starts beating so rapidly, and then he can't move the. It can be one of two things, you know. But it's a irregular heartbeat, like that, and they have to be shocked back in the life.
It's crazy how.
Yeah. But anyway, he's out now. Now, last night was the also the championship game to see who was the best football team in America, and Georgia pretty much proved. They were the best football team in America when they beat TCU 65-7.
Oh, wow.
And after the first half, I couldn't stand it any longer. I felt so bad because it's Max Duggan, who's the quarterback for TCU.
Yeah.
Such a battler, such a scrapper when he came back and won the game against Michigan and all this. But Georgia, just every facet of the game took it to them.
Wow.
And so I turned it off. And so 65 points. Now, some people would say that's piling on. So mm-hmm. I wonder when they started pulling their first string and they were letting their second and third string start playing. But they've got such a strong program that their second and third stringers, you know. Anyway, I congratulate the Texas Christian University Horned Frogs for getting into Horned Toads. Horned Frogs.
I don't know.
For getting into the final playoffs. They deserved it. They beat the teams they needed to get there. In Georgia, the second consecutive year. And they are now the bad boys on the block in the SEC. Hey, that kid that shot the teacher, a little bit more to it. They had said there had been an altercation. There wasn't an altercation. There was interaction when the kid, I guess, pulls the gun out, shoots the teacher through the hand when she put her hand out, entered her upper chest. She's in stable condition. But she moved all those kids out of the classroom.
Wow.
Yeah, there's video of her moving all the kids out of the classroom to get them to safety after being shot.
Wow.
So... Oh, by the way, for Hamlin, you know, he goes, of course, to injured reserve, and the NFL has picked up his entire salary, $3.2 million for the, you know.
That's awesome.
For the year. Yeah. A six-year-old kid, the pistol was bought by his mother legally. And the question is, of course, how'd the kid get the pistol? He also had a cell phone.
Wasn't stored.
Wasn't stored properly.
Nope.
Okay, we're going to take a break from the news, and when we come back, we've got Shasta Regional Medical Center, the CEO, Casey Fatch, joining us.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's job one for first responders in flood-ravaged California.
We need to get these everyone out of the area to higher ground, to a place of safety.
Ventura County Fire Captain Brian McGrath on ABC 7 Los Angeles. There have been high water rescues, numerous evacuations as a parade of deadly storms continues to march across California from north to south, bringing devastating flooding. President Biden was quick to label former President Trump as irresponsible over his handling of sensitive government documents. Well, now questions being raised over Mr. Biden's handling of the very same kind of paperwork.
A number of documents with classified markings were discovered as Biden's personal attorneys were clearing out the offices of the Penn Biden Center, where the president kept an office after he left the vice presidency in 2017, until shortly before he launched his 2020 presidential campaign in 2019. The documents were found on November 2, 2022, in a locked closet in the office.
Correspondent Keith Peters says the Justice Department is looking into it. The North American Leaders Summit wrapping up in Mexico City today.
After meeting one-on-one with Mexico's president yesterday, President Biden holds bilateral talks with the Canadian Prime Minister today. All three leaders met for dinner with their spouses last night, and the three will hold formal talks this afternoon before concluding the summit. The agenda has included immigration, security, trade, and combating illegal drug trafficking.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The newly led Republican House passing a rules package that proponents say will restore the People's House, providing more transparency and assuring that conservative legislation will make it to the floor for a vote in the House. Watching Wall Street, stocks in positive territory at the moment. Right now, the Dow is up 71 points, the NASDAQ ahead 19, and the S&P trading 4 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know that your dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. At Key City Capital, we know that as well and would like you to know about investments we believe can make sense in an inflationary environment. For more details, check us out at keycitycapital.com. Key City offers passive investments in cash-flowing real estate that can help offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. When prices rise, more couples and families further delay homeownership. Key City Capital owns thousands of rental units with attractive prospects for income and appreciation as more and more renters apply to live in their communities. Let the team at Key City Capital grow your wealth and diversify your investment portfolio. Connect with them today at keycitycapital.com or call 817-912-1569, 817-912-1569. Again, that's keycitycapital.com or call 817-912-1569, 817-912-1569.
China has stopped issuing visas for South Koreans, retaliation for what Beijing describes as discriminatory anti-COVID measures imposed on Chinese travelers.
China's angry because it says that those policies are only applied to travelers from China, when really the Omicron variant of COVID is being passed around about 70 countries at the moment. And so it's complaining that this is just going to amplify anti-Asian hate. What's I find interesting, though, is that it's only imposed these retaliatory measures against South Korea and Japan. It has very testy relationships with both of those countries. So it's going to be interesting to see if it rolls out more retaliatory measures.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. Islam's annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia will return to pre-pandemic levels this year after restrictions saw the annual religious commemoration curtailed over concerns about the coronavirus. News and analysis, townhall.com. Authorities make an arrest in a shooting at a New Mexico official's home.
Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico, say one suspect is in custody and a firearm has been seized in connection with at least one of the recent shootings at or near the homes or offices of several elected officials. The shootings have been happening since early December. No one has been injured. One home targeted is that of Albuquerque Democrat Javier Martinez, the incoming Speaker of the State House. The attacks come amid a rise in threats to members of Congress, school board members, election officials, and other government workers around the nation. I'm Norman Hall.
Tough times for this brick and mortar retailer. Bed Bath & Beyond's fiscal third quarter sales plunged 33% as a home goods company works on striking the right balance with its shoppers. Last week, Bed Bath & Beyond cautioned that it may need to file for bankruptcy protection. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, and Linda's on assignment. One of her assignments this morning is to fix the bedroom window that I managed when I was closing it this morning to totally separate the window sash from the glass. Don't ask me. Except, you know, these are wooden windows. Probably been there for a long time. Part of the glass came with it. So, and I'm sure she's working on that right now. Probably taking that part out. She's buying glass. She's going to putty it and do all those things.
Yeah.
Not. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Today's the 10th of January, 2023, 8:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. What's the weather look like here, amigo, besides
rain?
Rain.
Yeah, so we still have flood watch through Wednesday. We're going to be seeing lows in the mid-40s throughout the week. That's 45 and 44. We're going to have a high of 51 today, a low of 48 tomorrow, and then we're going to be in 54, 55 with rain just consistently through, looks like, the rest of this week and next week as well.
Next week?
Next week.
You know, we're supposed to have 5 inches more of rain this week. I mean, for this week, five inches of rain.
Well, we've been pretty fortunate not to see flooding, like, Sacramento.
And the other thing, Sacramento has, you know, we've had some power loss in the city.
Yeah.
Other places of the county we have. You know, we're also kind of blessed that this is coming in out of the Pacific.
Yeah.
And so the temperatures are running in the 40s and 50s. Because if it was coming from, say, the north or something, oh my gosh, we would have the possibilities of the North State shutting down would be very, very big. You remember the Snowmageddon 3 or 4 years ago that just
decimated.
Oh, my gosh. And there's still trees down from that. They haven't been cleared yet. So, okay. Hey, look, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that takes care of their customers. And I mean that, really takes care of their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have all types of programs out there. The cost of gas is going to go high because of the bad winter they've been having on the East Coast and Midwest. So you want to deal with people that understand you, and that's Shasta Gas Propane. So give them a call at 530-365-3793. One of my favorite people sitting across from me, his name's Casey Fatch. He's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. That's right. We're 10 days into this.
We are.
So my New Year's resolution in 2021 was to never mention 2020. And 2022 is not to ever mention 20 or 21. And I think I'm going to do that again this year. 2022, it was such an interesting year.
It was.
I guess you could say of all the things that are happening. But this year, starting 2023, it's got all types of good things I believe it can happen.
Yeah, especially if you're a Georgia fan.
Did you watch the whole game?
I did. Yeah, it was,
I turned it off after the first half because I kind of like Max Dugan because I've seen this. He's a scrapper, and I've seen him, you know, fight so hard. But when it was like 32-7 at the half or 35-7 at the half, what happened in the second half? Did they keep their starters in?
Yeah, I don't know. I know at some point there's that thought that goes through your head where like maybe football should have a point where you throw in the towel, you know? So, you know, because
it should be like, a mercy rule someplace, right?
Yeah, that really should. It was pretty humiliating.
I mentioned that, you know, they could have been playing their second and third string against TCU. Yeah,
and I'm sure they were at some point.
But it's such a strong program, their second, third string could probably start for most major colleges.
Yeah, it was pretty lopsided, that's for sure. But I wonder what happens.
What do you say? I wonder what you say to your team.
Well,
that comes off the field after losing like that. Except how proud of you are of them.
And they still made their championship, so you know that's an accomplishment.
Yeah,
I think they had like a 13-1 record. 13.
They did.
Yeah,
they
They had a pretty good record going into it. So
they beat the people they had to beat to get
that's
there.
Right. Yeah,
and,
that's right.
But you go against. I mean, this Georgia. Yeah. Team,
pretty awesome.
2 years in a row, and I don't know how many people. Is the coach retiring or something or leaving?
Yeah, I don't. You know, I the only thing I know enough about college football is to watch last night's game. So,
okay, yeah,
you know that it was exceptional. That's for sure. A lot of young talent out there.
I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Moving right along. What are we looking forward to this year?
Well, let's see. This weekend we have Super Wild Card weekend coming up, right? For NFL.
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. We're looking forward to that.
Looking forward to that.
But so anyhow, let's see. So at Shasta, we have just recently executed a contract to be back in network with Blue Cross of California, and so that's all the Anthem products. That affects the people that and their dependents that work at the county, you know, some of the most of the state agencies in the area, some of the large employers, Simpson College, I believe, and Bethel, and some of the other other large employers. And so that means that we're back in network, and so those individuals will be able to have access to the technology that you know that we've been talking about over the last couple of years, the TAVR program, and. You know, CardioMEMS and all those types of that aren't being done in town. So you know, the people they don't have to leave and go to Sacramento, so they're to be able to stay back up in this area.
You know and that's been a big thing. I remember when I first moved here, that cancer patients at the VA had to drive 4 hours down for a treatment and then 4 hours back, and they'd be nauseous and all these things. And they've gotten away from that, thank God.
Yeah, and they have. I mean, there was a lot of things that they would have people drive down, you know, drive 2-3 hours each way. And so we brought a lot of that back up into to Reading. So that's it's real exciting, and we've just recently started that Watchman program that I was talking to you about last year, towards the end of last year, getting started. That's the device that allows people to get off of blood thinners if they're in atrial fibrillation. So that's something that we're pretty excited about.
Is that
about.
The one where you lay on a many of these things
that
have been brought up.
All right, that's the CardioMEMS, and that's for monitoring congestive heart failure patients, and lay on the pillow.
Oh my gosh, where a doctor can see it before it happens.
Well, one of those doctors specifically that we work with, Dr. Kahn, has told me several times that he's been able to intervene with patients. 5 to 6 days before they would have wound up in the hospital because they were, you know, they were physiologically, having issues, but they weren't symptomatic.
Right.
And
right.
so he got out of it that far ahead and avoided hospitalization. And that's a great huge story.
It is a huge thing.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't get to that bad.
And that's right.
It doesn't, you know, where they have to go to the hospital if he can, he can catch it
yep.
and fix it. And now, We've got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about The Watchmen.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
And because, you know, when you come in here, you have every time it's like two or three things that are happening
right.
at Shasta Regional Medical Center that improves the health of our community.
That's the plan.
Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, with, when you read the headlines, you try to figure out, okay, what is happening in the financial market? Am I going to have enough money in my retirement plan, my 401s, to last, because Shasta Regional Medical Center is keeping me alive longer. My in-laws, 91 and 90, said, you know, we just didn't think we were going to live this long. But, you know, thank goodness they planned ahead. But if you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plan or a 401, or any of those ventures, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and analysis and evaluation of what you're doing. You know, if it's good, she'll tell you. If it maybe needs some tweaks, they'll help you with that too. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, they've been in the business since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I tend to listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to it.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, then from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Poker tournaments are in full swing here at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have a seat waiting just for you, so get in on the action with $70 buy-ins on Thursdays and $115 buy-ins on Sundays. Join us in the poker room at 5 p.m. for buy-ins, and the games will start at 6 p.m. with late entry and re-entry available until first break. Come visit us in the poker room or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:20 in the morning here on the 10th of January. 48 degrees out there. We're going to have rain today, tomorrow, the next day.
Shocking.
Okay, when you're going, I'm looking a little tired of rain. Think about this summer. Think about the Acid Canal having water in it. Think about Lake Shasta having water in it. Think about the snowpack. So we'll have water all summer. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial or other problems, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168. For a free consultation. That's right. Free consultation. Tell them what's going on. And in some cases, they'll tell you, well, you know what? That's the way the system works. You don't want to get legal people into this or it'll slow it down. And other times, they'll tell you, nope, that's wrong. And then he'll bring you into the office and he'll set up a program to help you get the treatments that you need. The insurance company's got lots of lawyers. Patrick Gorman knows workers' compensation laws. And you need somebody that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're talking about that one program where a cardiologist can take a look at the readings that are sent to them and can intervene before a person has to go to the hospital with a congestive heart failure. But then you had another program called Watchman.
Right. And so the Watchman basically is for people with chronic atrial fibrillation and that are taking blood thinners and are having trouble tolerating those blood thinners. Maybe they're having GI bleeds or just frequent cuts or whatever. For some reason, they're just not able to tolerate them or don't want to be on them, quite frankly. This is a procedure that basically, doesn't take very long. It's done in the cath lab, pretty much like most of the other procedures we do. And what we do is we take a small device and it's inserted into the left the right femoral vein normally. And then it's placed across the atrial septum and the device is deployed down in what's called the left atrial appendage, which when people have atrial fib, that's where most of the clots start. And that's where it leads to stroke. And so we're able to deploy this device in that area, remove all of our equipment, and then over a short period, the endothelial cells inside the heart seal that area off, and so there's no longer access to the blood's no longer allowed to pool there, and it reduces significantly the risk for stroke, and so the patients can come off of the blood thinners after a short period. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
Well, it is exciting.
Yeah. Crazy technology.
Yeah, and, especially when you're talking about
atrial fib
is people get injured and have it, like
sure.
We saw the other day on the football field. And Liam was just telling me about his dad had that problem with the after a wrestling match that his heart started beating extremely fast, and it, you know, took intervention.
Sure.
There. Yeah. So something like this. How many people? How big a problem?
You'd be surprised. It's atrial fibs. Pretty significant in the population. I'm not really sure what the stats are. Yeah. I think the last time, I don't know, one out of four people have it, or it's pretty common.
So that your heart beats out of rhythm.
Yeah, that's right. It becomes disassociated, and so because normally you have a normal electrical current that passes from the top of the heart down to the bottom of the heart. Make it simple, and that normal flow of electricity gets disrupted. And then the atria, which are the top two chambers of the heart, start, kind of quivering and become non-functional. Cuts down cardiac output by 30%, so people are a lot, can be a little more tired than normal. But the real risk is the stroke and having the stroke, and that's where the blood thinners come in, and that's where the watchman comes in to eliminate that risk.
I don't know what you call them. I guess they're defibrillators on the walls of a lot of different places. They're in airplanes and everything. Is that because of something like that, or is it because somebody's heart stopped?
Well, there was a big program to roll that out in like the 90s, 80s, 90s, where we were putting defibrillators in airports and public places. And generally that's for people that either A, like you saw on the football field, last week, the heart stopped, or the heart maybe goes into a real lethal rhythm called ventricular tachycardia or ventricular fibrillation. And so those two particular arrhythmias are very, very lethal. And if they're not, hit immediately, as soon as possible with, some type of one of those devices, it can lead to obviously lead to pretty quick death. So
okay,
that was the whole motivation, and it's impressive. It saved a lot of people. I mean, honestly, one of our proudest moments rolling that kind of a program out as a society.
Yeah, so I'm there with the paddles. Liam's reading me the instructions. No, not there. There.
I think at that point you kind of just
It's point click, guys. It's pretty intuitive. I think everybody's seen it done on TV a couple hundred times.
Stand clear. And but you have to put them on certain points in the chest.
Right.
I think you don't want to put it in the groin area.
That's please don't.
Don't. Whoa, that can make him jump 12 feet.
Yeah.
Tasing somebody, and this is since we're talking heart.
Uh huh.
I've seen, they show videos of people getting tased. Can that have an effect on somebody's heart?
It could, sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it all depends. We're all different.
Well, we thought we'd try that here in the offices with the production staff.
Yeah.
Tase them. Yeah. And
stay tuned for next hour.
We'll be live streaming it on our Facebook page.
Nice.
I had a chance to be tased. Yeah. No, not because I was just being, disobedient and unruly, but just to see what it was like, and I passed on it. I don't want to stand there and pee on myself in front of people.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah. We'll skip that. But
we'll skip that one today. Right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking about the Watchman program that's really helped a lot of people. And, again, a new type of technology that's up here.
Well, and I'll tell you, the numbers that I have at this point, we have about 20 patients waiting for the procedure that don't want to go down to Sacramento or waiting for the program to open here. So,
okay.
It's just another example of the strategy. So
the strategy is to bring in the newest technology, train professionals so that you don't have to drive 2.5-3 hours
something. That's right.
Okay. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car or an electric bike, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of the bike, the vehicle, the charging stations. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I personally think electric bikes are cool. However,
I really want one. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, however, comma, you and I racing, those things get up to 30 miles an hour.
They're pretty. There's some that go 100. You believe it or not, it's crazy.
I don't need one that goes 100. I need training wheels on mine. Yeah. So okay, we'll be right back.
She's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, sending out congratulations to Seth Overton. He was the winner of our Black Bear Diner contest. He picked up a $150 gift certificate from Black Bear Diner. And we would like to thank all of those who participated in the Black Bear Diner contest on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com.
Crab season is officially open. One Safe Place is proud to bring you the 36th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th, at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun, while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Better act fast, because this event sells out every year. Sponsored in part by KRCR, Tri-County's Bank, and this station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's Cigar of the Humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:33 in the morning here on the 10th of January, 47 degrees out there. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And River Commons Senior Living is bringing us this segment. The premier retirement community up here in Northern California, you've had enough of flooding in your basement, windows breaking in your bedroom, and all these say, hey, you know what, I want to downsize and I want to go live in a great place, beautiful accommodations, gourmet food, you know, take all those burdens out of your life. Then give Brian Martin a call at 530-221-2121. 221-2121. Ask about the new program they have that is, you know, for moderate income. That, you know, it's all the same benefits there. And they are pet friendly. Yeah, they are very pet friendly. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking about all the super programs that they have there. Now, I have to ask, the training program that you all are starting this year.
Yeah, that's with going. The residents. Yeah, for the general medical education program. And that's, again, for internal medicine residents. That's supposed to go to, there's a national committee that hears all of the new applications and sometime in the middle of January, middle to the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should hear at that point. But then that's really when the heavy lifting starts. So we'll have a lot of work to do once that program gets accepted. So
what does that entail when you say the heavy lifting? Is that when you go out then to medical schools or?
No,
I don't know how it works.
It's putting an educational program together. It's getting, a lot of different specialists lined up because these residents need to rotate with these specialists for a certain amount of time. And, that's one thing that we do have a shortage of in Reading is, you know, certain specialists. And so, we're heavily recruiting in some of those areas right now, so we can have those specialists available for the residents, and both on the inpatient and the outpatient side in the clinic as well.
As an example for Dr. Kahn, he would have a couple residents then that would be working with him in the hospital and then in his practice.
Yeah, they spend the day with him. Whether you know, they're inside in the hospital or in the outpatient setting, the residents will do a cardiology rotation. Absolutely.
So how long are they going to be here? Is this
it's a 3-year program.
Wow. Okay.
So, we'll start, the plan is to start with 8 residents the first year, and then the second year another 8 will come in, the third another 8 will come in, so we'll be up at full capacity at having 24 residents.
Wow.
It does a lot for the quality of the quality that we provide in the hospital, becoming more of an academic kind of a atmosphere, and so it's good for the clinical staff as well. So we're pretty excited about it, and then the hope is that some of them decide to stay in Reading, when they graduate.
Yeah, let's just be selfish about this. Well, but maybe we could keep like 8 of them here. Wouldn't that be great?
It would be. Because we're pretty thin in internal medicine up here. But the flip side of the coin too is if they go and do some other type of specialty training like cardiology or GI or anything else, maybe their experience here was so positive that they would come back here and be a specialist as well, pulmonology, something like that. So there is definitely a selfish motivation there for us to be able to try to retain.
Well, because once you get them here for 3 years and they find out how good the schools are, all the things that are, great things that are happening here in the North State, I could see people coming back here because they're already established.
Right.
And I mean, as far as knowing people,
and they know the area,
and
that's one of the big obstacles, obviously, is, when you're talking to people and to recruit, recruiting people nationally, it's like, where's Reading? It's definitely going to give us a big advantage for recruiting is having that program here. So we're pretty excited about it.
Well, I think it's great.
Yeah.
And the idea of having, up to 24 doctors on rotation through there.
There'll be a lot more resources at the hospital. That's correct. That is definitely going to be something that's going to be a big advantage.
Can I have my own doctor?
Sure. We'll get Carl. His lab coat will say Carl's doctor.
On it. Okay. How's that? Good. That's good because I hope I never see him.
There you
okay?
go. There you go.
As much as I like you. And
everybody will say, who's Carl?
Yeah.
Everywhere he walks, so who's Carl?
Well, he hasn't been here, and he hopes never to be here.
That's right.
So, Carl, with a question mark.
Carl's doctor has done such a good job. He doesn't have to come to the hospital.
There you
That's
go,
the plan.
Buddy.
That's
okay.
The plan.
The medical field in California is tough.
Yeah.
You know, I have relatives that are in the medical field, doctors
right.
in California,
yeah.
and are a doctor in California. And it is a constant battle, and you know, where he spends a good portion of his time with all of the things that impact on a private practice.
That's right.
And
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up.
Yeah.
Because we actually have a new practice acquisition that we just completed at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we purchased through Shasta Regional Medical Group, the Mayton Family Practice down in Anderson. And so that'll become Shasta Regional Medical Group Anderson. And,
okay.
This acquisition is just based on exactly what you were talking about. This is a physician that is very busy, Dr. Mayton, very well respected in the community. But is at a point where it's just, this is too much. This administering this, you know, hiring employees, dealing with the insurance companies, dealing with the credentialing, all this stuff is just, you know, I just want to practice medicine. And so.
And that's what doctors want to do.
That's right. And so we were able to, you know, get down there and work on a transition plan. He'll be with us for a significant amount of time. He's not going anywhere, so for his patients, it'll be just like it was.
To them.
Yeah, but you know, we'll have other patients in Anderson will now have access to Shasta Regional Medical Group.
Well, I have a friend, and you know who he is, but he just did that. He went into with a group and had a private practice for a couple decades here.
Sure.
And he said, you know what I did the other day? I said, well, doctor stuff. And he goes, I had an hour and went down and swam. He says, I haven't been able to do that
nice.
In years because all that overhead, all the human relations, all the everything is off his back.
That's right.
Now, what that does is it takes these private practices, though.
Right.
It allows them to practice, but it takes away the private practice, too. I don't know if that's a danger
or
not.
Well, no, not really, because patients go to their doctor. They don't really, doesn't matter what the sign is on the door. They're going to want to see their doctor. And that's why it was important for us to keep Dr. Mayton there.
Sure.
Because we were not, that acquisition would not have happened unless he was there. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, it makes sense. Yeah. And we have told our family member, why don't you just, you're constantly getting barraged by things. Why don't you just sell your practice and come up here to Reading and take a, start your job up here and get paid,
absolutely.
A significant amount of money and not have to worry about it.
Yeah. Well, it's a good argument. And let me give the address and so for that site.
Well, oh yeah,
for the Anderson
for
site.
For the Anderson.
Yeah, so it's located at 2830 East Street in Anderson, and the phone number is 365-2545. And Dr. Mason's open, taking new patients. We're also going to be putting more providers in there as well.
I was going to ask, what is the benefit for the community when he's come to work for Shasta Regional Medical Group, Anderson? What's the benefits to the community?
Well, the community then there will have access to obviously more providers because we're going to be bringing some extenders down there. And
okay.
So they'll be at the practice.
Okay, absolutely. So they don't have to travel.
Nope.
Then.
Okay. No, patients will be able to. They'll have the people in Anderson and Cottonwood will have more access. So that's
okay.
That's why we do it.
All right. Well, that sounds
That
sounds beneficial to Anderson. Mm-hmm. And is that the future?
Casey? Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm afraid so. I just think that the regulatory environment for the private practitioner has just gotten to a point where they just, I became a doctor. I don't want to be an administrator or a, you know, running a practice. You know, I just want to practice medicine. And so we'll see a lot more of that for sure.
I think so. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm going to give a phone call today to set up an appointment because that's how they work. They work by appointments only. You give them a call at 530-244-9478. Set up your appointment, walk in, get your hair cut, a little snappy patter from Logan or Tim, and you can stay, hang around if you want to and chit-chat with everybody, or you can just blow out of there. I haven't had a bad haircut there, and I've been going there for 15 years. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't keep saying that to them. Maybe they'll just, you know, one day carve their initials in the back of my head, but I doubt it. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back. I wanna tear down the walls and hold me inside. I wanna reach out and touch the flame.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, and from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today. 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, come,
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Today, the 10th of January, 8:48 in the morning. It's going to be raining the rest of the week and the weekend. You know, not a surprise. Hey, tomorrow on the show, Kevin Cry, the newest, one of the new Board of Supervisors, is going to join us at 7 o'clock. And 8 o'clock will be Jake Mangus from the Chamber of Commerce talking about what's going on. Kevin's joining us because of a meeting that the Shasta County Office of Education is having tomorrow, and to talk about that. And Jake's just going to give us an update on the business climate here in Reading and the surrounding area. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. You got Go Red coming up?
We do. We do. We have Go Red coming up. I'm not sure the date, but it is in February. That's our annual event. We haven't been able to have it because of the pandemic, and so I think since I've been here, we've had it one time, and that's in 5 years. And so everybody's looking forward to seeing it, you know, start up again. So Dr. Khan will be lecturing, and I know that Linda will be there.
Linda's going to be emceeing
it. Linda will be emceeing it, and
it's a great event. There'll
be a couple of stories told about that's related to heart disease and women, and it's just been so many years that this has gone unrecognized and addressed. So this is a good event for awareness and, you know, getting women to understand that, hey, you know, they can have a heart attack too, just like a man. And so that's the whole motivation for that event.
My understanding is that women's heart attacks can be more fatal because women have a tendency to push through things where men, you know, where women is just used to, okay, it's just a pain. Where men will take it more seriously.
Yeah, I think a lot of times they think, you know, I'm a woman. I can't have a heart attack. And, you know,
it's true.
There's been a lot of times, you know, throughout, you know, the years that we're, you know, women have presented with, you know, clear symptoms of heart attacks and has gone unrecognized just because of that stigma, you know. And so that's the whole motivation for Go Red is to bring out the awareness that for women's health and the potential for heart disease and prevention. So that's a big thing. It's a good event.
It's
very well attended.
Yeah, women wear red.
They do.
Yeah.
I'll have to buy a red shirt. I'm thinking,
I have a red shirt from the Reading Rodeo Association, but I'm not sure that's, you know, appropriate for that.
You put some tape over it or something.
You know, like that. I'd have to tape collars and, you know, both sides. No,
that'd be fine.
COVID.
Yeah.
You know, COVID isn't hitting the headlines, but yet I read every so often that there's more COVID cases than there's ever been.
It's out there. Sure. It's out there. It's not as, as fatal as it was before, but it's out there. And I mean, there's, I've got a lot of friends that got it over the holidays and, be careful. It's still out there. It's not a myth.
I know
people that were pretty healthy that got it and are down for a while. So
I was told I had it, and the only symptom I had was my nose was stuffed up, and they tested me, and they said, you've got COVID, and I said, no, I don't, and they said, yes, you do, and I said, no, I don't, and they said, yes, you do, and they asked me how long the symptoms have been going on, and I wanted to tell them, but I thought, like, 2 months, but I didn't, I said, oh, you know, it's been going on for at least a week, so I had to isolate myself for 3 days.
That's always fun.
Well, yeah, I can't. Okay.
Absolutely. Works for me.
Yeah, 3 days. I can do that. Yeah, I can do 3 days of just, you know, being isolated.
Yeah. Doing a little binge watching. And there you go.
Then took the home test that said I was negative. And I said, okay, I'm well.
There you go.
But, yeah, I mean, but it is still out there.
It is. And we're also seeing an increased number of flu cases as well.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
this flu going now. What's the other one?
RSV.
RSV.
It's a respiratory virus. You know, predominantly in children, mostly seen in children, but we're seeing a lot of it. So
dangerous.
Yeah, it can be. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I've had a facility with a pediatric unit with 24 beds that would just fill up in the winter just with RSV with kids and. Yeah, it's something you want to pay attention to for sure.
It just seems like everybody's had some kind of flu here over the last couple months.
Yeah.
Everybody I know has had something.
Yeah. Well, it's that time, you know, between November and March. You know, that's the flu season, and we're back indoors and, you know, doing that type of stuff leads to higher transmission. So,
yeah.
It is what it is. It's just, it's not rocket science. It's not. Sorry.
Thank goodness. I'd have a tough time with that.
There you go.
Well, Casey, you know, Casey's going to give me a few minutes here so I can get on my soapbox. And my soapbox is this, my friends. The Reading Planning Commission is meeting today at 4 p.m. in the City Council Chambers to discuss the short-term rentals, the new ordinance that they wrote. The old ordinance had no protection for homeowners in neighborhoods. It was little protection. But they had no way of enforcing it. They didn't have the people. The new ordinance protects neighborhoods to the extent where we actually have a say. Before the permit is issued, it limits the numbers of short-term rentals in neighborhoods. One of the things is they're capping the number in the city. The integrity of neighborhoods is so important. And if you don't have a say in it, you could literally have 4-5 short-term rentals in your area, 2 or 3 on your street, and where you bought a house in a single-family neighborhood for that reason, and then all of a sudden you got 3 motels around you, because people can buy houses and turn them into these short-term rentals, and you don't have to live here. Canadians are doing it. Hedge funds are doing it. Buying homes. Even Hawaii just came out because they were being overrun with short-term rentals. And so Hawaii is trying to limit it and give people a fighting chance in there. Now, people that oppose it, of course, are property managers and a lot of the real estate companies. I understand that's what they do. But on the other hand, we in a neighborhood should have something to say about it. People that have shown up for this and talk about 2 or 3 short-term rentals, one on each side of them, one behind them. Well, this new ordinance is going to restrict that. So it'll be 1 every 1,000 feet. Now you say to yourself, 1,000 feet. Well, how much is that? Well, that's like a city block. So if you have one on your block, that's it. And it also says that you have to live in Shasta County to own a short-term rental. I have no problem with that either. People from other states or San Francisco, and that's a big thing, because they roll them money down there. And they come up and buy our houses. And the other thing is, Liam, as you said, can you find a rental for under $1,500?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, a studio is about $1,500 right now.
A studio. Now think about that, my friends. And why is that? Because there's a shortage of rentals because people are buying up houses and using them for short-term rentals. And the whole thing is it's a money thing, but it doesn't take into account the ambiance of our area or the integrity of our neighborhoods. So that's going to be today at 4 o'clock. The Planning Commission is going to meet. And then at 6 p.m., the City Council is going to vote in that ordinance. So if you care about your neighborhood and you care about what happens in your neighborhood, and do you have a say? Because as it was written before, if you have 16 homes on your street and 15 of them are opposed to this, too bad. Too bad. And that's those words. The words to me were, well, I'm sorry if you don't have a say about what happens in your neighborhood. So you've worked hard to keep your neighborhoods up, and people go, oh, look, what a nice neighborhood. Let's just buy a house there and make it into a motel. All right. I'll give you an update tomorrow about what happens. Casey.
Well, good luck tonight.
Well, thank you very much. I think there's a lot of people that understand this and support this.
Right.
It's not doing away with short-term rentals. It's just, it's putting some rules on it. And
kind of behavior takes neighbor out of neighborhood.
Yeah, we've already had a problem. We already had a problem in ours with a noisy party. And unfortunately, our next-door neighbor, her bedroom is right next to that house, didn't have the number to call to quiet them down. Mm-hmm. So I said, next time, just call me. I have the numbers right here on speed dial.
There you go.
So this weekend. So who do you think is going to make it to the Super Bowl? You're a professional football guy.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You think Tom Brady's got a chance against
when the NFL's own statistical program says that Philadelphia has a 30% chance of making it to the Super Bowl, nobody has any idea who's going to be in the Super Bowl.
So you think Brady can take the Cowboys?
I don't know. He's I was a little concerned about that loss to Atlanta, but what are you going to do?
He only played for like five.
And it wasn't an important game, so we'll see. Yeah. I mean, Brady's done this with New England for years. It's just like you got to win the division to get to the playoffs. So the other games really don't matter. Who cares?
Anything up to here.
Yeah,
that's right. So they start off fresh. Yeah,
but it's going to be an exciting weekend for sure.
I think so. Yeah. All right. Like I said, tomorrow, Kevin Kribe, supervisor from District 1, will be with us. Discussing an event that's happening at the Shasta County of Education, and Jake Mangus will join us with an update of what's happening in our business community in the greater Redding Chamber of Commerce. Watch out for the rain. Sandbags are at all, at a number of fire stations, or if you're up in Burnie in the sheriff's department there with sand. Bring your own bags and shovel if you're here in Redding and you go out to Big League Dreams area. Have a great day and God bless America.
Down, gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta.